Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thanks again for your great love that we have woken up through your message, through the love that you made available for us through the cross, taking away our past and bringing us back into the future, your future plan, your love plan that you have had for us from the beginning, from the foundation of the earth. And thank you for bringing us into all this goodness in Jesus' name. And I thank you this morning. We've just been stirred up again with the gospel, the goodness, your goodness. And I thank you. That's our focus, and that's what we live today and every day, and that's what we share in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 1, verse 13 to 17. But let me ask you, is Christ divided up into groups? Did I die on the cross for you? At your baptism, did you pledge yourself to follow Paul? Thank God I only baptized 2 from Corinth, Crispus and Gaius. So now no one can say that in my name I baptized others. Yes, I also baptized Stephanus and his family. Other than that, I don't remember baptizing anyone else. For the Anointed One has sent me on a mission, not to see how many I could baptize, but to proclaim the good news. And I declare this message stripped of all philosophical arguments that empty the cross of its true power. For I trust in the all-sufficient cross of Christ alone.
Hallelujah. He trusts, and we need to trust in the all-sufficient work of the cross. Amen. And I just love you. There's 3 questions he asks here. He says, is the Christ divided into groups? And then we can see he was not divided and pulled apart by the Pharisees or what anyone had to say. He stood on the Father's will, and the Father's will is for all to be saved, and his will is for all to be saved and come to the knowledge. And so that message, his message is a universal message. This is God's world, and God rules. Then it's God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I speak about the whole family there. And that's it. And that's where we've got to get into that message. We've got to get into that light. If you walk in the light, as I am in the light, the blood of Christ cleanses you from all darkness. And then he asks another question. Who died on the cross for you? It wasn't him. It was the Lord. And, this thinking about the cross, many people just see it as, when they think of cross, they just think, hey, I must die, or the wrong things is not right. But it's more than that. Jesus died on that cross for all our sins so that we can partake of the life of our design, the life that God has got, the blessings of God. So the blood works 2 ways. It took away sin. But now he's alive, and he gives righteousness. He gives answers. And that's the beauty. For the joy set before him, he went that way because that opened the door for the world. And I say the world, that's mankind and all creation. It says all creation is waiting for the sons of God to be revealed so that they can come out of the frustration into the glorious liberty of God. So the glorious liberty that we find is what the whole creation wants. What is that? To be with their God and fulfill their unique purpose. Everything's got purpose, and everything is getting restored now. And then he asked another question. Who did you pledge yourself to at baptism? And Romans 6 tells us clearly there, just as Jesus died once for sin and now lives for God, so reckon yourself dead to sin and alive to God. Amen. So that is the bottom line. We are now, just like Jesus had to stay in junior, he left his godliness, and then he came to the earth, and then that godliness was coming through at a baby level, as a young man level, and then into sonship, being led by the Spirit. He showed the way. And there we can just see, in showing the way, was just proclaiming the good news of a God that has got glory, and you don't want to seek any other glory but that, just what the Lord has made available and what the Lord is saying to you. And that's like right at the end, verse 17. Proclaim the gospel, the good news, because it's all good news. All bad has been dealt with. All divisions, every wall of division has been broken. Proclaim the good news. And by trusting in the all-sufficiency of the cross dealt with the sin and made righteousness available. And that's the goodness of God, the all-sufficiency. So two sides, blood taken away sin, and now he's ruling and reigning to the desire to save all and to bring about the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. And we can see that in Isaiah 11. It talks about the glory of the Lord will cover this earth as the waters cover the sea. But then just before that, it tells you why? Because this gospel, this goodness will be proclaimed. Amen. So we've got to just stay in this family. We've been baptized into this family. Stay in the light and just walk in the light. And so play a part in bringing God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Because creation is waiting for the sons that are led by the Spirit. So that creation can come out of frustration into the glorious liberty. So be the change you want to see. Be the light you are waking up to as you look to the Lord. And just arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.